one spring on it, a thick spring. Also, let me tell you, Olympics coming up. I watched the women's gymnastics. You talk about superhuman.
Oh, yeah.
These are superhuman. Everything in sports has gone up 10 levels in the past 20 years. These athletes are beyond belief.
That's true. And yeah, better nutrition, better training technique.
Let's go leave out Alabama, fastest speedway in the world, and the most bizarre damn finish I've ever seen on it.
Photo finish.
Finish with Michael Jordan, his co-owner.
Yep.
I'd be damned. And he said that's the first time he's ever been to Talladega. He says, I'm coming back. I'm really surprised. He might have been one of those guys that was scared to come to Alabama, not realizing it's a sweet spot. I think we got it made here. In Montgomery, it's a great place, and I've lived a lot of places. So go live in a big city and let them see your car a couple times. You won't come back, Joey. Roll Tide, go Tron. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Red Top. Yeah, just to finish the point, to quote the great David Berlinski, if you haven't read the Old Testament, you're illiterate. And don't just, you know, read it. Whether you believe or not. I think Berlinski's a fairly agnostic Jew. But he makes the point, I think, very well. If you want to understand where we came from, you better read that book, or those books, so to speak. Hey, let's hit this break. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a Biden administration appeal over the regulation of difficult-to-trace ghost guns that was struck down by lower courts. Police in Tennessee say 9 people were shot, including 2 men who were killed at an unsanctioned public party in a Memphis City park. Officers responding on Saturday evening to that reported shooting. It happened in Orange Mound Park. An Arkansas teen is in custody on a first-degree murder charge after the fatal shooting of a high school senior outside a party following a high school prom. Dontarius Stevens is accused in the shooting death of Lorenzo Harrison III and Helena West Helena. On Wall Street, the Dow is up nearly 300 points. This is SRN News.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm 67 and I'm pretty active. I go out in the fields and work, and I notice the difference. I take it in the morning, but I've been taking it, you know, religiously. My body seems to like it.
Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off plus $10 off any additional sets as a preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our days are much cooler and our nights are downright chilly, at least for the first half of this week. Today, cool sunshine with a high temperature only near 70. Clear, cold tonight, jacket weather. Overnight, low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, a little warmer, comfortable by the afternoon with a high around 77. Wednesday and Thursday, we're back to the lower 80s with more sun and mid-80s return on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed, too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. A woman has been arrested for attempting to smuggle drugs into Staten Prison in Elmore County. Chastity Cox was discovered by the prison canine team with a suspicious package. Cox was charged with trafficking methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, and promoting prison contraband. A Montgomery man injured in a motorcycle crash last week has died. 18-year-old Ismar Harris died in the hospital over the weekend after being involved in a wreck with another vehicle last Tuesday. The accident happened on Vaughn Road near Briar Gate Drive. Tesla is recalling nearly 4,000 of its futuristic 2024 Cybertrucks because the accelerator pedal can become stuck, causing the vehicle to accelerate and potentially cause a crash. Notification letters are expected to be mailed to vehicle owners in June. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Hey, if you are push mowing your yard, using an inefficient lawn tractor, or your current zero turn spends more time in the shop than mowing your grass, it's time for you to look at a Hustler zero turn lawnmower. Residential mowers from Hustler are built like tanks and drive like sports cars. All Hustler mowers have fabricated welded steel decks. Don't settle on that cheap unit with flimsy stamped decks from the big box stores. Go to Dietzville Ace Hardware and they'll guide you to the right mower for your property and your budget. Find them at Dietzville Ace Hardware, US 31, just north of the Pine Level exit.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Fat broads and horse face.
Shut up, silly woman.
That's how you conduct yourself. In a democracy!
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. I'm Joey. We also have Eddie Bader in the studio with me. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing well, Joey. How you doing?
I like your shirt.
Okay.
Yeah, you're like a walking, talking billboard.
Oh, thank you. I will be a billboard.
Billboard.
Hey, by the way, the other day I put out that birds weren't
real.
Hold on.
Turn on the music, hippie.
I put out that birds weren't real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just kind of joking around.
Right.
A lot of people feel that birds aren't real.
Really?
I did not know that was a thing. I was just kind of making a laugh. But, yeah, I got all kinds of articles.
No, they're not. They're like surveillance.
That's with all these articles and things I got. But I've killed.
Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if there are some fake birds out there.
Maybe there's fake birds.
I mean, birds are real.
I've killed a lot of doves and ducks in my day, and none of them were fake. They were all.
Now, you think squirrels are real?
Hmm.
I remember the old
fairy tale rats.
What kind of commercial was it? But the commercial where the squirrels are constantly running the road.
Insurance commercial.
Yeah. It's in the neighborhood since spring has sprung.
Yeah.
It's happened to me constantly. Now, I'm at the cynical, jaded point in my life where I just keep driving. Like, I ain't letting you freak me out. Like, if you
got the whole Costanza deal going on, we got a deal. You know, you get out of the way. I'm going to keep driving.
Right.
Yeah,
like it's the unspoken rule of the road, and the squirrels get it. In fact, I have yet to even hit one. I just keep going. I don't hesitate or try to, and you can see they usually stop.
Well, I will challenge you to this, and someone challenged me to this 20-something years ago, and I still can't do it. Mm. Try to hit a crow.
Hit a crow?
With your car. You will wreck your car before you ever come close to hitting a crow.
Why would you try to hit a crow with your car?
Because somebody told me I couldn't do it, and they're right. You
can. It has wings, you dope.
Buzzards have wings. All these other animals have wings you can clip. A crow? Good luck.
Catch a fly with your bare hand?
Caught mosquitoes like that.
Man, mosquitoes are one thing.
That's slow?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on how many flies are around.
Remember when Barack Obama caught a fly like that?
No, I don't.
Like, it was an interview where
I just remember the Mike Pence fly.
No, I loved that cycle. I was in college, and I was listening to Glenn Beck.
He caught a fly?
Yeah. No, it was an interview where... Let me see if I can find it real quick.
It was a fly attracted to him?
Well, and there's this thing where the flies kept, like, showing up. like and a rat ran across the stairs in the Rose Garden when he was giving a press conference once. So Glenn,
is that
Beck,
not science? It,
Glenn Beck and the guys, this is how I became fascinated with talk radio. They're like, yeah, the flies know.
That's what I mean. Is it?
I'm Beelzebub, Lord of the Flies, and I'm Barack
Obama. Yeah, it was kind of.
And then he said there's a rat too that ran across there.
No, that really did happen. I remember that pretty vividly.
Mm.
But yeah, it was this interview, I believe.
Wow.
Let's go to it here.
Did he get the signature with characteristic of our? sorry, I'm going to start over. Hey, get out of here.
That's the most persistent fly I've ever seen. Nice.
Now,
I've never seen that.
Let me back it up so you can see the full thing.
Start over. Hey.
And the flies around, and then he waits for it to land, I guess, on his hand.
That's the most persistent fly I've ever seen. Nice.
Now, where were we?
Don't mess with Barack Obama. He's got reflexes like a cat, like a crow.
My thing is, he doesn't wash his hands.
Anyway, you want to learn real quick on... this is an ad I don't think any campaign put out. But a warning to America, 25 ways the U.S. is being destroyed.
I think I read a couple of those this weekend.
Yeah, but this is like a video where they just very quickly describe it in 2 minutes.
Oh, boy.
So
all right, that's it.
Let's listen in together.
That?
A warning to America, 25 ways the U.S. is being destroyed in under 2 minutes.
Okay.
1, open borders and illegal immigration.
Agreed.
Right. 2, rampant crime and unsafe cities. 3, mass addiction and fentanyl.
Okay, so yep. Far it's right on, but this song is a banger.
I think I've heard this before.
Like it's kind of like that good rock and electron. Hey, let's keep going.
4, election insecurity and interference. 5, the educational indoctrination of children. 6, the asymmetrical weaponization of justice.
No lies detected.
7,
so far,
the destruction of private property rights.
Mm-hmm.
8, inflation and debt.
Yep.
9, the global depopulation agenda.
Right.
10, record low fertility and plummeting birth rates.
That's the problem.
11, unaccountable federal bureaucracies.
Oh, yeah.
12, toxic food supply. 13, vaccine and pandemic disinformation. 14, the trans contagion and sterilization of children.
Mm-hmm.
15, overprescription of pharmaceuticals. 16, destruction of the nuclear family and parental rights.
Have we heard any lies yet?
Not yet.
Let's keep going.
Not yet.
17, DEI and the new racism.
Yeah.
18, moral and societal decay. 19, the financing of...
Hold on. 18, that's a little general right there. You know what I mean? Moral and societal decay. Like, all these other things you listed weren't part of that. That seemed like a category.
No, I can't agree
actual...
with that. The way people act nowadays, the lack of morals, the lack of... Like you just saw, the guy...
Yeah, but that seems like a category that subsumes all the other things they've already listed.
Human nature's gotten a lot worse.
No, I think it's been about the same.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. We've never overcome that. We just got rich and fat and happy for a little while.
Well, I mean, in the 50s, now it's starting to wear off. In front of a train on a regular basis.
Well, that's true. Let's keep going.
Foreign wars.
20, yep.
The sprawling surveillance state.
Right.
Yep.
21, the centralization and consolidation of government power.
Right.
22, the destruction of trust in institutions.
Sure.
23, the censorship industrial complex.
Yep.
24, state media propaganda.
Big problem.
25, the smearing of those who challenge it.
History promises only this for certain. We will get exactly what we deserve. Mm. Paul Harvey... Good day.
Yep.
No, I think that's pretty accurate there.
Yeah, very accurate.
Doesn't exactly put me in a great mood, but no. I think it's true.
Did you hear the lecture from Crazy Gene Kareem? You cannot make fun of Joe Biden's uncle who was eaten by the cannibals. That's just rude. That's just mean. He died serving the country. Don't matter what Joe says, you cannot make fun of that.
Wait, of all the men, all the heroes that fought and served and, yes, paid the ultimate sacrifice... It's kind of funny that the one way you go is eaten by cannibals.
Right. And be honest, he wasn't eaten by cannibals.
Right.
He
that makes it even funnier. Joe Senile and making things up.
Right. But she
like
gave
didn't,
his
he
third
didn't,
lecture.
He didn't even fly in the Pacific Theater, right?
I think he drowned. I think he did crash and drown.
Okay.
But
well, that's awful.
Right. If Donald Trump were to say, I had a guy back in the day that was related to me that was eaten by cannibals. Just the sheer thought of that, saying that, would have
set
the press
on fire. Uncle Bozy, mm-hmm. and, you know, he was flying, and he crashed, and cannibals ate him.
He can't say that. Right. They would roast him alive.
Mm-hmm. It's just I think this is just the silly crap that's out there. Obviously, we're not dealing with a guy who is within his full powers.
Agreed. But,
you know what I mean?
But in the administration as a whole are telling you, do not doubt the lies we tell you, boy.
Ooh, you had to throw boy on there.
Yeah. Because that's how I took it. That's exactly how I took it.
All right. Yeah, but I mean, when you got a guy who's crapping his pants at the Vatican, like, are we really are supposed to respect him?
Well, we're supposed to believe that the polls have him tied with Trump, who hasn't crapped his pants last time we checked.
How about this? Let's shift gears. And I want to say, I said it on the X platform, I said it on Twitter, but I want to say it again, thank you, Senator Tommy Tuberville, because he has a new op-ed out at the Daily Caller.
Oh.
A Fed-controlled digital dollar could mean the end of freedom in America. Mm-hmm. Again, thank you, Coach, for taking on this issue. So let's read it here.
All right.
Again, folks, this is our senator, our senior senator here in the great state of Alabama, Coach Tommy Tuberville. He writes, central bank digital currencies are a real threat to liberty. 68 countries, including communist China, are exploring the possibility of issuing a CBDC. CBDCs are essentially government-sponsored cryptocurrencies pegged to the value of a national currency that allows for real-time payments. The European Union has a digital Euro CBDC pilot program, and all the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, are working to stand up CBDCs. China's CBDC pilot, the largest in the world, is being used by 260 million individuals. While faster payments are positive for markets and economic growth, CBDCs present major risk. They would allow governments to meticulously monitor transactions made by their citizens. And CBDCs open the door for government planners to limit the types of transactions made. Power corrupts, and no government should have that level of control. No wonder China and other authoritarian regimes around the globe are eager to implement a CBDC. Governments that issue CBDCs could prohibit the sale or purchase of certain goods or services and more easily freeze and seize assets. But that would never happen in the U.S., right?
Wrong.
Don't be so certain. Take a look at recent events in our neighborhood to the north, writes Coach Tommy Tuberville. The government of Canada, is that outside Canada?
Best say that
way. The government of Canada shut down bank accounts and froze assets of Canadians, citizens, protesting the COVID-19 vaccination in Ottawa during the winter of 2022. With a CBDC, authoritarian actions of this kind would be even easier to execute. To make matters worse, the issuance of a CBDC by the Federal Reserve, the U.S.'s central bank, has the potential to undermine the existing banking system. The exact ramifications of what a CBDC would mean to the banking sector aren't clear. But such a development could position the Fed to offer banking services directly to American businesses and citizens, undercutting the community banks, credit unions, and other financial institutions that currently serve Main Street effectively. The Fed needs to stay out of the banking business. It's having a hard enough time achieving its core mission of getting inflation under control. A CBDC would open the door for the Fed to compete with the private sector, undercutting economic growth, innovation, and financial access to the process. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell has testified before Congress that America's central bank would not issue a CBDC without express approval from Congress, but the Fed has studied CBDCs extensively. For consumers who want the ability to make real-time payments internationally, CBDCs are not the answer. Stablecoins offer a common-sense private sector solution to this market demand. Stablecoins are a type of cryptocurrency pegged to the value of a certain asset, such as the U.S. dollar. If Congress gets its act together and creates a regulatory framework for stablecoins, many banks, cryptocurrency firms, and other innovative private sector entities would issue dollar-pegged stablecoins. These financial instruments would allow for instantaneous cross-border payments for market participants who find that service of value. Coach Tupperville continues, stablecoins are the free market response to CBDCs. They offer the benefits associated with the technology without the privacy risk, and they would likely enhance, not disrupt, the existing banking sector. Representative Patrick Mahenry, oh, remember that nerd who was in McCarthy's camp? Yeah. What a nerd. I kind of like the guy.
I figured you did.
And get a load of this name, French Hill of Arkansas. I don't know who that is. I want to meet him now. If his name's French Hill.
Something tells me he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
I don't care. That
with a maid nanny service.
But anyway, Patrick Mahenry and French Hill, both Republicans, have done yeoman's work advancing quality, common sense stablecoin legislation in the House of Representatives. And the Senate needs to move forward on this issue. An action by Congress will force innovators overseas and put the U.S. at a competitive disadvantage. It would also help the Fed boost the case for a CBDC that would undermine liberty and open the door to government oppression. Again, that is from the desk of U.S. Senator Coach Tommy Tupperville. I like that quite a bit.
Yeah.
Thank you for the stand on that issue. And in fact, I think both of our senators are pretty solid on the issue of this new technology, cryptocurrency. I think both are in the camp that Bitcoin should be treated as a commodity and it should be allowed to continue to grow and bloom. Sure. I think that's actually the world we're heading to. We will have a Bitcoin standard.
But with if the Fed wants to do a Bitcoin-style coin, why haven't the states jumped ahead and said, go ahead and do one on their own? Why, like we kind of talked about. Why
not? Because it is risky. Like, well, and it's also the value of Bitcoin is
a water park is risky, well, Joey.
No, but the value of a Bitcoin is that it's not issued by a central bank. It's not issued by a government.
This would be even better. It's issued by the state of Alabama.
Right. You could do that.
A solid.
And you could back it with different assets.
I would think so.
But, you know.
I fail to understand, besides what we've talked about before, we just got an older generation leading folks, why are we not at least looking at it?
Well, don't make fun of the olds.
I'm not making fun of them. I'm just saying there's, don't see a lot of
and,
things.
And, you know, I'm tired of you with your conspiracy theories saying that we're living under a, what's that fancy word for you, gerontocracy?
I've never
like
said
geriatric.
That. Yeah, I've never said that word.
You
in
were
my
saying
life.
That the other I've day and when we were word. Sitting in the kitchen.
Closest thing I might have said was Jerry Can. And that's about as close as I've come to the geriatric.
You were going on about how the olds are just, especially.
I'm one of the olds.
And
dude.
How these, like, barren middle aged women are running everything.
Now, there's a lot of that going on. I don't know if they're barren, but there's some middle aged women that are, they got some axes to grind.
So we talked up Senator Tupperville's op-ed.
Yep.
You want to go to Senator Britt in
but
the
of
bank?
Course.
On the same kind of issue, not CBDCs, but on banking. This is from the Banking Committee.
Love to hear her thought on this.
So let's listen in together here, folks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you both for being here today. It is clear the country is facing an affordable housing crisis. Right. High interest rates and inflation paired with soaring construction costs and low inventory have put home ownership further and further out of reach.
Okay, I pause it there. Eddie, this is your field, so I need you to really pay attention and listen.
Well, I already got a problem with what she's saying.
Well, okay.
Yeah, there is a problem in housing. Problem that they caused.
Okay, well, let's hear her out.
I already know. I've heard this speech from so many different people that don't know what the hell they're talking about. But okay, for you.
I'm leaning on you. You're literally wearing a shirt that says, I'm a realtor.
Right, so. I need to shut my mouth.
Inflation paired with soaring construction costs and low inventory have put home ownership further and further out of reach for hardworking Americans.
Right.
This crisis, in my opinion, has only been intensified by Bidenomics.
Mm-hmm.
This administration's reckless tax and spend policies, overregulation, and misguided partisan efforts that prioritize things like the Green New Deal, or like my colleague Senators Hagerty and Vance pointed out, DEI programs over the safety and soundness of our housing market and our economy. Today, regulatory costs make up nearly 24% of a new home's price. Homelessness hit an all-time high in 2023, despite HUD receiving record funding specifically to address this very issue. Not only is home ownership more out of reach, but not a single state in the country even has an adequate supply of affordable rental housing for low-income families.
Anything, any lies detected here?
Yeah, where do you want to start?
Okay, go ahead.
What caused the initial rise of construction costs? Well, who hid the construction products for about 6 months? Who flat out hid the plywood? Why did plywood double in cost?
Yeah.
Why do they all sit around? Well, I don't know where it is. Although, if you go to these railroad yards, there were right. construction supplies for months. This is all manufactured crap. All of it's a lie.
Yeah, but then she,
the rent, you're talking about the rent is high? You know why the rent is high? Because you guys artificially inflated everything else, so the rent can be high.
That's what she said. The Bidenomics, that stuff.
It wasn't just Bidenomics. She's part of it. Don't come here and point fingers at Joey for smoking when you got a cigarette in your mouth. Sorry, I got a little worked up.
Joe Camel?
Yeah, but of course. Non-filter.
Honey, how long does it take you to get over that oral fixation?
About 6 weeks.
Liar.
I could go on. There are real problems facing real people, and we have to focus on real solutions.
Right.
Unfortunately, what we've seen from this administration is fast-tracking and politicizing regulatory actions that actually risk putting the economy at greater risk.
Mm-hmm.
And on that, Director Thompson, in a hearing last May, you said, quote, you are committed to making sure that pilots are public and that people know that there is more transparency going on in Fannie and Freddie, end quote.
Right.
So my question for you is there a reason that your agency changed path, so to speak, and did not go through the public notice or comment period before issuing the recent title insurance pilot program?
Thank you for the question. And first, I'd like to say that safety and soundness grounds everything that we do. We do not compromise safety and soundness. I'm a longtime regulator.
Thank you for reiterating that.
Well, I just want to make sure that that is the foundational understanding.
Okay, that made me laugh pretty hard. Thanks for reiterating that. Let's continue to let the lady speak.
With regard to the title pilot, we do have a pilot transparency page.
Yeah.
We received the pilot from Fannie Mae.
Put out a piece
and
of paper.
The pilot,
just in time for the, is this just in time for the State of the Union right before that?
Well, the pilot was, we went through our normal process and the pilot went through analysis. We didn't do anything different or anything wrong.
So are you going to consider actually...
Oh, my God.
And in her mind, she didn't.
We didn't listen to her.
In her mind, she didn't.
Let's keep going.
Allowing the public some time to comment on that?
Well, the pilot hasn't been operationalized yet. We are still in the process of searching for a vendor to help digitize and try to figure out how they can access the title records.
Now, I'm playing this, folks, because I want you to understand this is your government at work.
This is your problem.
How?
This is your problem. Bureaucrat A. Nice lady. I'm sure she's as sweet as she can be.
She didn't mean to do anything.
She's doing the job she's supposed to do. She's a automatic built-in roadblock, folks, and there's a million of them like her in there.
Yeah, it's all about the process. Nobody's really in charge, right?
Right.
Yeah, nobody's in charge at all. It's all about the process.
And when she says things, I don't mean to bash on them, but when they say things about these surprise inflated costs and things, these are COVID mandates. This is what y'all did.
Mm-hmm.
This is the outcome you guys planned for. Don't act surprised, because this is what you planned for.
Well, and anytime they start talking about, like, affordable housing, I start thinking, like, the George W. Bush era is like, owning a home is the American dream.
Well, here's the thing.
And so what did they do?
They don't want you to own a home, Joey.
Oh, it's changed.
It's changed.
They want you to rent
now.
They
want you to own. Right. You will own nothing. You'll be happy for it.
Well, I hear you there.
That's what they want.
But it's also the push to own a home. What do? They lowered the standards, right?
Yeah. Well, they just lower them.
And people go, you're just blaming poor people. No. We're not, you dopes. God love the poor folks who have terrible credit, subprime credit. It's these massive companies that come in and lie to poor folks who are in no position to pay for any of this stuff.
And they know that.
And they know that they can offload from their books to a bigger company like Countrywide than to Fannie and Freddie because it's mortgage-backed securities. It's gold, baby.
Right.
Nobody defaults on their mortgage. Essentially, you had rich fat cats lobby to lower standards in order to help poor people, and then they screwed over poor people. And after that's all found out, the economy goes boom. They get bailed out, and poor folks who couldn't pay their mortgage or the rent, well, they're SOL.
Well, they got bailed out on what they had left on the market. They'd already made tons of money. They didn't need to get bailed out. They just got bailed out on what they weren't able to pull the scam on.
Anyway, let's hear the rest of this. We only got like 50 seconds left, all right? 272-9228, if you want to hop in on the program, let's listen in.
Fannie Mae is going to issue a solicitation to multiple vendors to provide this service.
And make sure we're talking about the same thing. Yeah. This applied to certain low-risk refinances. Mm-hmm. So current homeowners. So this isn't going to help with people who not currently homeowners and want to kind of achieve that American dream. It's just... Okay, so, well, you finalized, your agency did its products and activities rule, which my understanding was meant to bring transparency to new initiatives. But it seems that that isn't going alongside this actual initiative.
Yeah, this came in as a credit underwriting decision because what the pilot actually will do is waive the requirement for representation, which is similar to what we've done.
And
with
I'm so sorry, I only have 1 minute, but if you would commit to just making sure that there's public comment period and we have the opportunity to weigh in. Mr. Chairman, and thank you.
Okay, thank you, Senator. Your government at work, folks.
Mm. It's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. This NAR settlement?
No, going, because I'm serious. Like, I don't fully understand the state of play here.
Like what?
Like, what do you mean the NAR settlement?
The settlement that the National Association of Realtors just made. You know how government programs come out with, like, save the world when they're really trying to screw the world? Mm-hmm. Well, this one, you know, they say it's going to save people money. It's not.
And it's going to hurt a lot of folks in the business.
A lot of people are going to go unrepresented, and then what's going to happen is they're going to say, hey, I bought this house. I didn't know it had foundation issues. Nobody told me this. They're going to start lawsuits, which is going to slow down the housing industry. I mean, it's just a big scam.
That's why I'm leaning on you, big boy.
It's just a big scam.
I like that shirt.
Thank you.
Lean back so folks can see the full warp and woof of it. Oh, referrals welcome.
Yeah, that's right.
You've been working out?
No, I just, realtor stress, Joe. It's a great diet. You ought to look into the realtor stress diet.
Oh, yeah, brother.
And moving stuff.
Anyway, this part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. And when it comes to your home, one of the most important parts there is going to be the roof.
Oh, yeah, Joe.
And when it comes to your roof, well, River Region Contracting loves to educate their customers how to keep it up to date, how to keep things safe, and also how to get your insurance company to actually cover after you pay all these premiums for so long.
Yeah.
And number one tip, I'll give it to you here. I learned this from River Region Contracting, is don't wait to get your home and your roof inspected. Because what's going to happen if you wait 5, 10, 15 years and you notice, well, we got a big problem. There's a leak here. This is now rotted through. The insurance company that you've been paying money to all these 5, 10, 15 years is going to look at you and go, nope, you were negligent.
That's neglect, yeah.
We're not paying for it. So here's the beautiful thing about River Region Contracting. You should call them pretty much every year. Make it an annual thing because their inspections and estimates are always free.
Mm-hmm.
Those estimates are also accurate.
Yes.
They show up on time. They get the job done well without making a big old mess.
Very professional.
They're insurance specialists there at River Region Contracting. So when they do find a problem with your roof, they can deal with the insurance company for you. Make it a swift and easy process. So call up his team today. That's Todd Clark I was thinking of. Todd Clark and his team today. 356-8635. That's 356-8635. And be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie, those fellows on the radio, sent you. We'll be right back. 272-9228. That's 334-272-9228 if you want to get in on the conversation.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Alabama's personal injury attorney, me, Johnny Adams of the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert, everyone.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our days are much cooler and our nights are downright chilly, at least for the first half of this week. Today, cool sunshine with a high temperature only near 70. Clear, cold tonight, jacket weather. Overnight low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, a little warmer. Comfortable by the afternoon with a high around 77. Wednesday and Thursday, we're back to the lower 80s with more sun and mid-80s return on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. News and views in the afternoon. And we're getting a comment online from Patriot Czar.
Yeah, how's he doing?
He's doing great, and he's helping us out a lot there on Twitter X. And he writes in, I've posted something regarding birds and why they always escape from a speeding car. They experience time differently.
Like those UFOs Joe was talking about?
Well,
the tic-tac, remember?
Yeah, like the angels Tucker was talking about.
Yep.
Have you looked up depictions of angels from the book of Ezekiel?
I have not.
People have done renderings.
Mm-hmm.
Tucker's not completely off base.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't look like humans.
That's on my thing, yeah.
You're talking like a wheel within a wheel with eyes all around it. Talking about wings, touching wings with a huge platform. Like, it doesn't... It looks like a structure, like a ship. More so than, like, oh, you think angel. You're like, oh, some beautiful figure
exactly.
With wings or whatever. Wings. Nope. Anyway, hey, let's go to Papa B. Hi. Hey, Papa B.
All right. Yeah, Ezekiel, man. I tell you, what he was describing sounds a little bit like what they're seeing up there.
Right.
In the... Navy and Air Force and all these UFO reports, so-called, it kind of fits the description a lot. So, anyway, just an aside, but aren't y'all tired of having these stupid hearings where nothing gets done and the politician is trying to score some political points of some kind and the bureaucrats just sitting there, blah, 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 not really saying anything worthwhile, you know? And like you said, Joey, or Eddie, I'm sure she's a nice lady. But she is a roadblock. She's a built-in roadblock, as you said, and that's what she's there for, you know?
Yeah.
We're not really here to get anything done. We're just here to, you know, strut and fret our hour upon the stage, you know, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Madam Senator or Senator, I'm sure that once the right people figure out how they can get paid using the taxpayers' dollars, we'll make some progress.
You make me want to do my John Wayne impersonation starring in Macbeth. Is that a knife I see before me?
Oh, man. Anyway, I'm sick of hearing. That's the reason I don't listen to these stupid hearings anymore. Why? For what reason? It's a waste of time. It's a waste of my time.
Well, sometimes they're entertaining. Sometimes they're entertaining.
And I guess.
And it's good to be reminded that you know, what's your senator up to? What do they actually do? And whether it's Tuberville or Brett, or, you know, and I tend to think the senators have a little more time, a little more sway, whereas members of the House, God love them, but, you know, they're part of a huge body of like 400 something people.
Yeah. Maybe so. You know, I would hope so. I mean, honestly, this little back and forth right here just makes a splendid case why somebody like Donald Trump needs to come in there and carve out about half of the bureaucracy.
Yep.
Of everything in Washington, D.C., maybe three quarters of it. Because, and, you know, they say, oh, that's people's job. So what? They're not doing anything worthwhile.
Right.
You know, good night.
Not bringing value.
They're just sitting there writing reports and not really getting any of us anywhere. What are they doing?
Well, I think there's a part of them, too. If you got enough of them, they're guaranteed votes. That's a guaranteed Democrat
right
voting block, brother.
Well, we
got to keep them employed.
We do experience that here in the great state of Alabama, don't we, with the AEA?
There's a lot of federal programs that way.
And did you hear the show before us? Apparently the porn lobby's in town.
Really?
Yeah.
The party porn or something? Lobby.
Yeah, the porn line. No, don't get your hopes. It ain't like AVN's come to town.
I didn't think that. I mean, that'd be strange here in Montgomery, but Coliseum's open.
Right.
We got...
No, they're just upset that they're trying to make an automatic filter for children, which I agree with that law.
Just
like, do it.
Stupid.
Right.
What?
And what is that going to do?
Problem?
Is it just another click? I mean, what's the filter?
Right.
So they're just bound and determined to corrupt young people's minds as just young as they possibly can.
I don't even understand why they have to do it.
That's sick, man.
Pornography.
That's because they're sick.
They have a huge enough market. Why do they even care? I just don't get it.
Don't want to lose ground. It's always about expanding.
It's pornography.
I don't know. It's kind of gross how much there is now.
Future market, I guess.
I guess. I don't.
Though it's just also, it's a technological game of cat and mouse at this point.
There you go. I didn't think about that part.
So somebody needs to come up with a better mousetrap. Like Texas has this law that Pornhub can't operate, and it's like, hey, have you ever heard of a VPN?
Exactly.
Like,
hey, you know what? There was one bit of encouragement that, you know, I think we all saw and you all appreciated. When the Supreme Court gave Texas the right to defend its own borders and haul those suckers in, and they can even deport them. Illegal. I'm like, yes, that is a huge win. I mean, that means really basically any state, they can, you know, take an illegal, round them up, kick them out.
And these are in particular illegal aliens that have committed crimes?
I presume so, you know, they're coming into the country as illegal as a crime. You know, so I'm telling you, man, that alone has to just chafe Mayorkas and the whole, really, all of Washington, D.C. That's got to just be a heavy blow to have to deal with right there. But I was like, finally, a little bit of daylight and justice. That was awesome.
A little bit of common sense.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I just don't get.
Yeah, there are a few little victories here or there.
It's a little bit here and there, but, you know, I think that we are going to get to... what's that thing that, you know, you hit at birthday parties and...
Pinata?
Pinata. I think we're going to have a Justice Pinata moment, man. I believe it's coming. You know, you're going to hit it just right, and all of the candy, all of the justice candy is going to come tumbling out at once. It sure needs to happen.
And ironically enough, that's a lot of porn you guys had stowed in there. Anyway,
jeez.
I appreciate it, Papa
All
B.
Right, guys.
See you, Papa
we'll
B.
Talk to you later.
Let's go to T-Spear. Hey, T-Spear.
Hey, T-Spear. T-Spear.
T-Spear, are you there? I'm going to give you a shot here. 3, 2, 1. Nope. Okay. I'll put you back on hold. And she just hung up.
Yeah.
So I guess she's doing something. But hey, this part of the program, in fact, this entire hour brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. You know, when it comes to this world of real estate out there, you want to deal with local folks.
Oh, 100%.
and a local mortgage broker that will actually get to know you, get to know your goals in owning a home or in refinancing. And, you know, especially their Alabama Home Mortgage, they understand the latest when it comes to veterans and the VA home loan programs you veterans earned through your service. And in fact, if you are a veteran and you haven't taken advantage of the VA home loan programs, you're leaving money on the table. Again, whether you're looking to buy or refinance, it is the best game in town. I think the refinance is what, Eddie? Up to 100% of the home's estimated value?
Exactly right.
And then no money down when you're buying, no down payment? Which is just 100% financing. It's an amazing deal. And if you're a veteran, they can give you all the latest when it comes to the VA home loan programs. They're happy to do it there at Alabama Home Mortgage. But when it comes to anybody here in this local market, why not deal with Kim and Madeline? They can walk you through the home buying process, or they can get you a great refinance deal to get that credit card debt off your back or consolidate whatever it is, you know, debt you have hanging over your head. Give them a call today at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or you can always visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368 and equal housing lender. T Spear is back, I believe. Hey, T Spear.
Hey, T Spear.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're on.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear it come through. I'd like to go back and address the situation with housing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if it's in Montgomery or Auburn and Opelika. I'm sure other cities are the same way. I don't know about you, but I have driven through Opelika and have been literally thousands of new apartments built. Thousands.
Mm-hmm.
On our 2,000, I'm going to say there are over 10,000 new apartments in the Auburn and Opelika area, and they're all running between $1,000 to $3,000 a month. I don't know about you, but I want to know, what are the jobs that are going to support that kind of housing? Houses that are running between $250,000 for a, quote, starter home to over $500,000. Where are the jobs? Where are the schools? Where's the police department? Where's the fire department? Where's the hospital? Where's the support staff that goes to house to be able to afford that kind of rent? I don't know that, but I haven't seen it.
Though I'd imagine the developers have somewhat done their homework. Like, and it has not Opelika been going through a revitalization over the last decade or so?
Oh, yeah.
You want to get $15 an hour and try and afford $1,000 a month rent?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
That's a real challenge.
I mean, and here it is. Why in the world would anybody pay $1,000 a month rent when they could buy a house for $1,000 a month? Eddie ought to be so daggum busy that he shouldn't be able to even be on the air.
Well, honestly, a lot of starter homes right now starting in the 200s, so that holds a lot of people back. And interest rates, you know, they kind of creeped up on us. Bidenomics, this time 2 years ago, we were having multiple closings a month. And since Biden took in, the brakes have been slammed on that.
And by the way, just a quick aside, is this a treehouse on Sweetbriar?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man.
It is. I went up in it, of course, too.
Of course I did. Don't break it.
Now, don't get me wrong. I think it's wonderful that we have the kind of economy that can support this. But I'm not seeing the economy supporting that kind of growth.
You're right.
I'm really not.
You're exactly
and
right.
And that is true. I'm fortunate my house payment was where I could finally get to where I could pay my house off. I was very lucky. I had a very good mortgage refinance, and I highly recommend people need to be looking at that.
Oh, definitely.
And people need to stop and look. What is going on in your city?
Right.
I don't necessarily just blame the builders. I blame the mayors and the city government that's allowing this kind of construction to go on. You look at your park, it has been, the grass is no longer there. It's now a blacktop. The trees are no longer there. It's now black roots.
Oh, yeah.
Well, your think tank just increased your temperature in that area.
Well, and I'll tell you, T-Spear, the place I lived in the last 2 years in Auburn, a place called Magnolia Woods, it was built in the 70s, wood paneling, it was kind of nasty. Yeah. But I did love it because it was like, what, a few blocks from Toomer's Corner, you could walk to school, and there was this beautiful tree canopy that overhung like all of the, it was a U-shaped apartment complex, and like you had great screen porches on it too, and they tore down all the trees and put a huge parking deck literally behind this complex. It ruined that place. It, like, there's no charm to it left anymore.
Ain't no money in trees, Auburn, boy.
Auburn is no longer the loveliest village. I don't know if anybody's ever driven through there recently, but the Auburn, the people who are driving that have destroyed the city of Auburn.
The main thoroughfares, there's some neighborhoods you can still nestle into.
There's a few nice ones, but...
yeah, you're right. It's gotten built up.
Grown out of control.
Yeah. Completely out of control. Yeah. And until they get a control over that, until there are jobs that can support it, you know, what's going to happen in those apartments when they're not lived in for 3 or 4 years? Well, we have the undercome Section 8 housing.
Yeah, some of them don't take that long, but you'd be amazed, T-Spear, how many people commute from Auburn to Montgomery daily.
I'm not surprised.
I'm really not surprised. I wouldn't either, but I know many of them.
Well, I appreciate it, T-Spear. I got to run. I got to hit this break.
Thanks,
guys. Y'all keep up
the good work.
Thanks,
we do have to hit this break. Really, people commuting.
A lot.
Like that,
especially if they work in East Chase.
Like, it's not that bad if traffic doesn't happen, but...
That's the problem.
Yeah, like, it was kind of a common thing. Shorter. That shorter exit would always be a problem.
Would you rather sit in traffic or get shot, Joey? That's a lot of decisions people have made.
Well, I don't want to be shot. I don't want to do either. I don't think I'm going to get shot.
Nobody thinks they're going to get shot.
Right, like and then it happens. Yeah. No, there. I've had a bunch of people reach out to me about what happened to Amy Dix, and there are people who did move. Who said this? Why there are folks who like people my age who were trying to start a family, looking at Montgomery.
I'll tell you,
and I was trying to talk up the city, but after they did their due diligence and I thought it through, talking to, like they decided we can't live there. Yeah.
And now, honestly, now that this has made news, and there's several that whole week.
Yeah,
look for stuff like that to get buried for a while.
Right. And I actually went on base, to the Gunter Annex to go to my grandfather, the commissary, wanted some help. And, you know, you see there is a lot of talent in this town, especially because of the Air Force base. And, you know, there's also some kind of sleepers out there, some dark horses that are local that you don't necessarily think about. But, yeah, like, if there's even, the normal... place, the chances of getting shot is like close to zero, but it's never completely
never
zero.
In any town.
But as soon as that goes to like 1%, like say a 10x increase, say it's, you know, a tenth of a percent of your chance, and that goes to 2%. Like once those rates start going up, people start getting nervous because they go, well, I could play the odds and I'd probably be fine, but you never know.
A lot of people don't worry about themselves necessarily. They worry about their family.
Oh, especially their kids, yeah.
And especially, I mean, and it's happening in broad daylight, not in a nefarious neighborhood, not in the rural, right in the city streets. That makes people nervous.
Well, that's what unnerves people. When two guys, I assume fellas, start shooting each other up in the middle of traffic.
Nothing you can do. You're sitting in traffic.
Get a Cybertruck, though those are being, like, a bunch of those are being recalled.
Gas pedal.
Why is it being recalled? Is it like an airbag thing? It's like, no, the accelerator gets stuck.
Because the pedal, I don't know if you've seen the videos, the pedal is plastic.
Right.
It breaks off and then gets jammed between the floorboard. So, yeah, you're hammering it down the road.
That massive truck that you can't, this thing isn't, it's like that scene in Spaceballs. Stop this thing, we can't stop.
Stop it.
Ludicrous speed. What are you, Colonel Sanders chicken?
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
news. The biggest and best compact track loader has come to Thompson Tractor in Montgomery. It's the next generation Cat Compact Track Loader. With more power and a larger cab, this machine will boost your productivity and your business. Right now, Thompson is offering special deals on existing compact track loaders to make way for the new machines. So come to their new Cat Compact Track Loader Demo Day on May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 10120 Highway 80 East in Montgomery. Call 334-215-5000 for more details.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
He's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Good morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely. But what's the occasion?
I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Afternoon. I'm Joey. He's Eddie.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Trying to become friends with crows.
Yeah, John, Gumtown John said, a crow also holds a grudge, Eddie. Just remember that.
That's why I told you, if you try to run him over, don't get caught.
This is why I told you to tell Michael Cohen what we were talking about, just because, Michael, you see what I deal with every day. Well, not every day.
Not every day. Because he's AWOL a lot of days. He's getting those hair in his biscuits.
That's right, exactly. Right.
Yeah, that rusty fish hook thing. How's it going at Cohen's on this Monday?
Man, it's going great.
Well, I love hearing that.
Yeah. I mean, it has not been a Monday, except that it's been a really pretty day outside. Yes. You want to be outside. But other than that, it's been a good day here.
Now, for folks who are looking to kind of upgrade the kitchen, or maybe